Saturday of the fourth week of Lent, 2023. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the announcement of Jesus' birth to Mary. Because this scene is found only in Luke, it is very difficult to affirm the historicity of this event, namely the appearance of a heavenly messenger to this young maiden, Mary, in the town of Nazareth. But its historicity can't be denied out of hand, unless one has no time for angels and their putative messages. The angel seems to be not so much offering an invitation to Mary as telling Mary that something is going to happen, namely that she will conceive and bear a son and name him Jesus. But Mary does not take it as an announcement of an inevitable future event, but rather as an invitation, and so asks a few thoughtful questions. The angel takes the questions seriously, unlike Zechariah's situation earlier in Luke. There, his thoughtful concerns are met with punishment. He is rendered mute. I remember once raising this with a scripture scholar with whom I lived in Cambridge, Massachusetts. His only explanation was that this is yet another example of a certain arbitrariness on God's part in the Old Testament, which, as difficult as we find it, is meant to evoke a sense of God's mysteriousness and sovereignty. Personally, I can think of better ways of communicating those two divine qualities, but nobody asked me. The angel tells Mary that she will conceive virginally, thanks to the Holy Spirit who will overshadow her. This is totally different from the ancient virginal conception mythologies, where the conceiving is the result of a rape or of the insemination of the woman by a god who pretends for a while that he is a human being in love with the woman. God's transcendence is preserved in this way of putting it. Mary, who all along has been understanding that this is an invitation, then agrees, calling herself the handmaid or the slave of God. For me, a helpful way to understand this text is to view it as a summary of countless invitations Mary experienced as her son was maturing as a young Jewish boy and then setting out alone on a prophetic path in a country that saw about 2,000 crucifixions during his lifetime. What excruciating feelings Mary must have had again and again as she witnessed her son making choices that would set him on a path of preaching and healing in God's name, of welcoming disciples, and of throwing down the gauntlet to those who were bitterly opposed to him. She had to acutely realize that anything that he said or did that would antagonize the occupying Romans could bring him to a horrific death. Yes, God, your will be done on my son, but please, please protect him, must have been wrung out of heart time and time again. As we draw closer to Holy Week, let's be mindful of Mary, who is both our mother and our sister. Let us ask her to help us out of her profound relationship with her son to say the necessary yeses in our lives, yeses that connect us to the cross, in its double meaning as the place where Jesus wants to meet us and as the place of diminishment of our false selves, which is a good death, a good loss, but which hurts nonetheless.